Good morning. Bet you can't believe it's 6 o'clock already. 6 o'clock, that's right. And we're beginning our prayer time broadcast here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing. Thank you for listening to WHCB Bristol Kingsport Johnson City. We are a non-commercial educational Christian broadcast service. We are listener supported. If you would like to get a hold of us by internet, it's whcbradio.org. whcbradio.org. Mark chapter 5, verse 26 tells us this. Some folks have nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Now, that's a strange portion of a verse to talk about. It goes along with what we've been talking about, characteristics of holy people. J.C. Ryle said this. He said, would you be holy? Would you become a new creation? Would you be a new creature? Well, then you've got to begin with Christ. You will do just nothing at all, make no progress, until you feel your sin and your weakness and you flee to Christ. He is the root and beginning of all holiness, and the way to be holy is to come to Christ by faith and be joined to Him. Christ is not wisdom and righteousness, but only to His people, but He's also sanctification as well. Men sometimes try to make themselves holy, first of all. They have personal holiness, or they try to. They make a sad work of it, of course. Their toil and labor, they're turning over new leaves, their changes and all that sort of thing. But just like the woman with the issue of blood, she came before Christ, and as it recorded there in Mark chapter 5, verse 26, as that woman who was hemorrhaging, they feel nothing bettered, but rather grew worse when they see all the physicians and everything that they've done. They run in vain, they labor in vain, and they're beginning at the wrong end. They're building up a wall of sand, and the work runs down. As fast as they put it up, it comes down. They're bailing water out of a leaky boat. The leak gains on them. They are not defeating the leak at all. Other foundations of holiness can no man lay than that which is laid. And Paul did this. Paul laid that foundation, that is, Jesus Christ. Without Christ, we can do nothing, we're told in John 15:5. Robert Trail's saying is, wisdom out of Christ is damning folly, righteousness out of Christ is guilt and condemnation, sanctification out of Christ is filth and sin, redemption out of Christ is bondage and slavery. Without Christ, we can do nothing. So if you want to attain holiness, if it's a real desire of your heart, if you want to be a partaker of the divine nature, then you have to go to Christ. You don't wait on anything. You don't wait for anybody. You don't linger around and just be lazy. You don't think you're going to make yourself ready. You're not. You go to Christ and tell Him, in the words of the hymn, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Naked flee for you to dress, helpless look to you for grace. There's not a brick nor a stone laid in the work of our sanctification, holiness, until we go to Christ. Holiness is His special gift to His believing people. Holiness is the work He carries on in their hearts by the Spirit whom He puts within them. He has appointed a prince and a Savior for to give repentance, Acts 5:31, repentance and remission of sins. To as many as receive Him, He gives power to become sons of God, John 1:12. Holiness comes not by blood. Parents can't give it to their children, nor the will of the flesh. Man cannot produce it himself, nor the will of man. Ministers can't give it to you by baptism or something else. Holiness comes from Christ and Christ alone. It is the result of a vital union with Him. It is the fruit of being a living branch of the true vine. So go to Christ and say, Lord, not only save me from the guilt of sin, but send the Spirit whom You promised and save me from sin's power. Make me holy. Teach me to do your will. If you want to be holy and you want to continue in holiness, then you must abide in Christ, according to John 15. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, a full supply for all a believer has need of. He is the physician to whom you must go daily if you want to keep well. He is the manna that you must daily eat. He is the rock from which you must daily drink. His arm is the arm on which you must daily lean as you come up out of the wilderness of this world. You must not only be rooted, but you must be built up in Christ. Paul was a man of God. He was a holy man. He was a growing, thriving Christian. And what was his secret? He was one to whom Christ was all in all. He was always looking unto Jesus, according to Hebrews 12:2. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, Galatians 2:20. So let's go and do likewise. If we're going to be holy, let's be holy. Let's be in Christ. May our years be holy years with our souls, and then they'll be happy years. Whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. And if he comes for us, may we be found in peace without spot, without blemish, blameless before Almighty God. More good words from J.C. Ryle. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminders from the past, and yet it's as current as today. And we thank you that we can indeed be set apart for your service. We can be set apart unto you. And we thank you for that. We thank you for that holiness, that sanctification, that set apartness that you give to us. Now, Father, we thank you as well for these who listen to WHCB. We thank you for these who give to the work of WHCB. We thank you for those who pray for us and those who tell others about us. We pray, Lord, that you would bless them in all their endeavors for you. And we pray for your provision for them and for us and for this ministry. And we pray that you would bless those who will stand this weekend to present the truth of the gospel, for those preachers and teachers and elders and deacons and Sunday school workers and all of those folks. We pray that you would bless them abundantly and bless those who are in their charge. And we thank you, Father, in the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Amen and amen.